One of the great modern day shames in this part of the world is Muckamore Abbey. I want to speak to Seanine Graham from the Irish News, the health correspondent, who basically has been with this story from the moment it came to the fore. Seanine, good morning.
Good morning.
Seanine, the whole Muckamore disgrace scandal, did you break this story? Or you were certainly one of the first people that I read who would have been covering it.
Well, allegations first came to light in late 2017, was reported. There was a number of suspensions, but really it was very much under the radar. What we did break last July, following a call from a whistleblower, was that CCTV had come to light showing alleged abuse by staff, healthcare professionals, of very vulnerable patients in a six-bedded unit which cared for the sickest patients. It was a psychiatric ICU unit. And we, with the first newspaper, we reported that late last summer in July. The Trust, the Belfast Trust, when we went to them that day, very, very serious allegations. We had to make a judgment call as to whether to go with this, but we felt it was a matter of huge public interest. It is a regional hospital. It receives referrals from patients right across the north. It's been there for over 60 years. So they didn't comment initially on that day, but our source is very, very well placed. We went with it, and then the next day they admitted that this did exist, the CCTV, and the staff did not realise the cameras were turned on at the time. This alleged abuse relates to a six-month period in 2017, and we did report on that first day, which again they didn't confirm at the time. There had been a whole raft of staff suspensions. So we broke that, and then there was a series of leaks and has been. We've written over 100 stories, I think it's about 150 to date now. We've worked very closely with a family member who of a young man, Aaron Brown, who's central to this story. And we have interviewed other families as well. This culminated then in in August's interview with the lead detective. She spoke exclusively to herself. And DCI Jill Duffy, who confirmed that 1,500 suspected crimes had now been found in this one six-bedded unit, but their investigation is far from complete.
With regards to numbers of staff, 33 are currently suspended. Am I right on that? 33?
Yes,
is that the right figure?
That's correct,
and
yes.
Almost 100 staff at Muckamore Abbey Hospital have been identified by police as being linked to alleged abuse of vulnerable adult patients. Is that figure also right?
Well, that's the story we have, the latest development in this story. We've reported that today, and our sources, again, have come to us because there has been, the Trust are now giving updates on staff suspensions, but the families, they are concerned, as if there's been a drip feed of information over the last year. The suspensions are happening, but for instance, the families weren't aware of the 1,500 suspected crimes until the police confirmed that. So we were told that there was a high-level briefing between Trust staff, apparently, and the PSNI last month. And I understand it's around 96 staff, almost 100, have been identified through this viewing of CCTV footage. They are allegations, but it is a huge number of staff. There's a nursing workforce of 250 in Muckamore, which includes nurses, healthcare assistants, agency staff. So that figure, do the maths, it's the almost 100, just over a third of its entire nursing workforce. I think there's around 350 staff there all together. But this investigation is very much confined to its nursing workforce. So the Trust refused to comment. They didn't deny it. The police say they can't identify, can't comment on the number of suspects. They did not deny it. But they also did confirm, its lead detective, that they're now looking at 600 incidents. Up until a few months ago, it was around 300. Last August, it was 70 incidents. It's now 600 incidents. And more than 600 incidents and 1,500 suspected crimes. So it's absolutely staggering. It is the biggest case adult safeguarding case of its kind in Northern Ireland, and in some sources said it will be the biggest in the UK, in the entire NHS.
First and foremost, our thoughts have to be with the victims, the vulnerable adults who have been abused, and also with their families who entrusted them to the care of Muckamore Abbey Hospital. But we have to have sympathy at this point in time during a conversation like this, and also I'm sure when you're writing, for the two-thirds of the staff who haven't involved themselves in abusing people but who work at Muckamore Abbey Hospital. It must be almost a badge of shame to work at Muckamore Abbey Hospital.
Well, families we have spoken to, we are in almost daily contact with families now. We've built such a relationship with them over the last year, and you know, they've singled out the extraordinary compassion of some of the staff that have shown to their relatives who are going in there at the worst time in their lives, and speak of how dedicated they are, how much their sons or daughters, some of our brothers or sisters, some of whom are non-verbal, you know, how much they trust those staff. But unfortunately, these horrendous allegations, they are there. This will lead, I think it's inevitable, that this facility and this hospital will close, hopefully an acute facility, which Richard Pengelly, the head of the health service, did make a pledge that Muckamore Abbey Hospital will no longer be a home, as he said, for patients. The vast majority of the 55 patients there are medically fit for discharge, but due to the complexity of their needs, they can't be. Now, there are efforts being made at trust level by some very committed people to have those discharges made, but some people have been there for a very long time. There needs to be a dedicated unit for those who are acutely ill and need that one-on-one specialist care from a learning disability nurses and doctors and other staff. But you're right, it must be incredibly hard. And you know, the department, they single out the professionalism of those staff who are there and who are trying their best in an awful situation.
And finally, regarding the people who are there, they are incredibly vulnerable, as you say. Some of them are non-verbal. Mm-hmm. On that CCTV, what have those who are accused, what have those staff done to those patients?
Well, I haven't seen any of this footage, but I go back to our interview with the lead detective. She spoke for the very first time in August, and she confirmed what we had already reported last July. She confirmed that these allegations relate largely to physical abuse of these very vulnerable patients, mental cruelty. And there was a seclusion room, which has been we've reported widely on it, which vulnerable patients were put in there when they became, to manage difficult behaviours. But unfortunately, it's now transpired. The seclusion room, not only was it unfit for purpose, it was this horrible enclosed small room that one mother equated to a jail. She asked to actually go into it. The concern, which will form part of the criminal investigation, is that many of these patients, very vulnerable sick patients, were left in there for hours without supervision. There was a buzzer in this room that didn't work. They had no access to water, no access to a toilet. It was dark. The windows were blanked out. Just the most dire picture. That has been revamped now, the seclusion room. But that seclusion room does form part of the inquiry. And as I'm sure your listeners will be aware, there are now calls. It's really been stepped up for a public inquiry into this, because the police investigation, and there's renewed confidence in the police investigation, but that will only go so far. I think this whole organisation needs to be investigated, and not just the Belfast Trust, but the regulator and the Department of Health, as to how this could have been allowed to happen, a regional hospital for the sickest, most vulnerable people in Northern Ireland, and how it got to this point.
That's an amazing question, and you've often asked it, and maybe eventually it will be answered. Seanine, thank you very much indeed. Seanine Graham, writing in today's Irish News.